Okay, this is Judith Tannenbaum interviewing Linda Bangless at Linda Bangless's loft at 100 Prince Street in New York City. It is November 20th, 2009. The interview is for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number 1. Pause. Okay. Let's start with when and where you were born.
Yeah, Lake Charles, Louisiana, and it is a cow town. They grow rice. It was a big rice producer, and was known early on for that. And there are a lot of bayous and the river Calcasieu there, and lake was the Lake Charles. And it was connected also to the canal that serviced the ships from Florida to Texas. And I remember very early on the water there and the fact that my dad once took me to the lake, Lake Charles, the shores, and he got a clam and he opened it and we ate.
Wow.
And this seems to me, even later when I was in high school, to be totally unusual, because by that time when I was surfacing the waterways in my Evinrue motor and a little boat, speedboat, 35 horsepower, water skiing in the bayous and the lake and the waterways there, I knew every bit of it, that there were no shellfish to be found. There were refineries, oil refineries, and sulfur refineries just across the way. And there was a town called Sulfur where my grandmother lived. And there was, we lived in Lake Charles, so we would commute some 12 miles, but it would take 30 minutes on the old Spanish Trail. And my grandmother had a restaurant on the old Spanish Trail called the Coney Island Cafe, because she came in from Europe through New York. And I think she had gone to Coney Island when she was just a young woman, and she was very impressed with This Is America, and it's, you know, there were all kinds of things there, and it was fun for a young woman. And then she came down to Sulphur, which was a mining town, mostly Hispanic mining, so she learned Spanish. She knew Italian. She knew classical Greek.
Was your Greek grandmother?
My Greek grandmother, classical Greek, as well as the ancient Greek, as well as modern Greek, which are different. And she knew Italian in school. So by the time she was married and sent by her husband to meet her in America, I think she came alone. But I think she was with child, and I think, I don't know the details of the story, but the child, little girl child, died on the boat. Or maybe the girl child was sick. I don't know the story, but I have just seen recently that people that were sick were kept on one island, and if they were really sick or if they were near death, they were put to death or, you know, like not allowed in on another island. And so Ellis Island was the island that allowed everyone to come in.
So your father was born in Lake Charles?
My father was born in Beaumont, Texas, and there's a triangle that's Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Lake Charles, and Rauschenberg
is from
Beaumont,
right.
Born in Beaumont, and there's actually Orange, Texas also, I think, is a part of that, but it was all the oil was first discovered in Texas, and I think the interest of some of the immigrants was the wildcatting that was happening in Texas.
Okay.
And Beaumont, I think, had the first, but this could be checked, wildcatting oil.
And what year were you born?
I was born in 41, and I'm not sure. My father, I think, was, my mother was maybe born in 19.